Right, hello, this is Little Ian Anderson. I'm a group, I'm a roadie, right, for Ozzy Osbourne. And I want to tell you, you're going to listen to the Phil Henry Show. And on this program, all the guests are all voices that Mr. Henry does himself. And we like explained it over and over, and still some buggers are so stupid, they don't still get it. And how stupid are you? I hate you.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Hey, the Postal Service is talking about cutting its delivery on Saturday, and Mike actually ran across this guy. He's across the street. He's in town. Bob Green. He's with North American Systems. It's a San Francisco-based consultancy group. This was one of the organizations that recommended that the post office not deliver the mail on Saturday. Now, maybe that's not a big deal to a lot of people, and maybe it's a big deal to some other group of people, but the post office not delivering the mail on Saturday, and the reasons that this guy, at least, is giving for it, you know, that's one thing. The other is quite extreme. And Mr. Green, thanks for being with us on our program at such short notice. I know that you're in town for a very short time.
I'm on a plane tonight back to San Francisco, Phil, but I hope I can help you.
Well, I mean, you say that your consultancy firm was one of the first to recommend that the post office stop delivering mail on Saturday, and in your memo actually says that the post office, as a way of saving money and gaining some, quote, and I'm going to have to ask people to, if they've got children listening, to have them go away from the radio for a minute.
Well, I didn't know that our memo was going to be quoted for public consumption. It was an internal memo.
But you did send us a copy, didn't you?
I believe my office did.
All right. Well, it says here that the post office should end Saturday delivery of mail as a way of saving money and gaining, in the words of your memo, some goddamned respect, end quote. As a matter of fact, you recommend this. USPS, United States Postal Service, show us some goddamn respect. You recommend that as an advertising pitch?
We recommend that, yeah, as a way of repositioning the post office as a very viable, very vital, and very important link in the chain of communication in this country.
Tell me why it is that you guys are taking such an aggressive stand on ending Saturday delivery.
Well, the whole Saturday delivery thing came about as the result of the American people, we believe, taking the post office for granted. I think everybody was insulted who worked for the post office when the Federal Express and UPS combine hit and started getting all the overnight mail business. I believe that the post office should be supported in every manner, including the military. People support the military, and they tie yellow ribbons, and they, if you'll excuse my language, they wet themselves in trying to, you know, praise the military.
They wet themselves?
Well, you see a lot of these people tying a yellow ribbon and doing all that nonsense. What about the post office? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about our post office.
Well, when you talk about the military, you talk about defending the very shores, the very borders, the very lifeblood.
Well, let me explain a little bit about the post office. The United States Post Office was ever vigilant when it comes to mail bombs, anthrax threats, mail order guns. When someone wants to destabilize the government by mailing a bomb, our post office, to the quick work of millions of letter carriers, neutralizes that threat.
But you're not saying a letter carrier is the same as a soldier, okay? I mean, if you're hitting the beach...
I'll tell you this much, Phil. Letter carriers, as crazy as it sounds, we'd be speaking German today if it wasn't for the post office.
No, but I mean, you're talking about letter carriers being everybody as important as a guy carrying a gun.
During World War II, it was the post office that was ever vigilant, keeping Japanese submarines off the California coast, uncovering German saboteurs who might do damage to our factories. They kept the letters going to the GIs to keep morale high. You know that.
Yeah, but you guys, in thinking about canceling Saturday delivery, you are saying basically the people, the public, the American people caused it.
Well, they did cause it.
And
they,
how?
By not appreciating the Postal Service more, by bellyaching every time there was an increase in the price of a stamp, by crying and screaming every time somebody said boo about a shooting, We have a lot of guys that are under a lot of pressure. Remember, the head of the post office is called the Postmaster General, and yet we're not the post office is not taken seriously. So what I would suggest to people is get used to the idea of only getting the letters Monday through Friday, because the respect or the lack thereof that the post office has gotten down through the years caused this.
And well, you call it a cost-cutting measure, then you talk about respect. And all I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to figure out...
But Phil, the German... I mentioned the fact that the letter carriers...
No, all I'm trying to figure out here is which is it or is it both?
Well, again, we uncovered the saboteurs' correspondence and bomb-making materials. America entered the atomic age thanks to the post office because letters were written during the Manhattan Project. When we ask for our share of respect, we don't get it. All right, how do you like no Saturday delivery? I hope you like it, because that's what could happen if we recommend this. And again, it'll save money, because the cost-cutting involved in this is going to be enormous. And
well, you're going to have to lay off workers.
No, we will not have to lay off workers.
You will not have to lay off any... You're not going to... If you cut Saturday delivery...
No, the last thing we're going to do is lay off workers. We're essentially cutting Saturday delivery to get the American people to notice postal workers, to appreciate postal workers, and yes, to put a little bit more money into the payroll for the present-day postal workers. No, we're not cutting anybody. We're not putting anybody out of work. The only people that are going to suffer will be the American people.
So this is vindictive.
I'm sorry?
This is a vindictive move. This is an angry move.
No, it's not vindictive insofar...
Well, you say the only people that are going to suffer are the American people. Is what you're saying. 1-800-449-8686, the number of the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Robert Green with United North American Systems, a San Francisco-based consultancy. They recommend that the post office eliminate Saturday delivery. Now, in your memo here, you say that the people who will suffer the most out of no Saturday delivery will be senior citizens. Why is that?
Because, and I want to be respectful here to all of our senior citizens, but you're really... The only reason for a lot of senior citizens to get out of bed in the morning is to check the mail. And,
Yeah, but you also mentioned something here about them not, that senior citizens will be cut off because they'll have no mail, therefore no communication. What about email?
Phil, please understand that email, yes, we recognize email, but a senior citizen, email to a senior citizen is like, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it's, that's like a telephone to a monkey. They don't, you know, in other words, I was at the zoo one time. They had a monkey and a...
Don't you think that's disrespectful?
No, sir. What I'm trying to say is, but have you ever seen a monkey with a telephone?
Don't you think that that...
No, but seriously, have you ever...
No, I've never seen a monkey with a telephone.
They lick it. They blow on it. They suck it. The last thing they're going to do is talk into it. You see what I'm saying?
So what are you saying about senior citizens and email?
They don't. There's no real hard relationship between a senior citizen and a computer. They don't...
They're going to lick it?
I'm not, sir, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. But they may walk around it and marvel at it, maybe. I don't know. So email is not going to help your senior. You eliminate Saturday delivery and it...
Well, I'm not going to interrupt you here, Bob. You're the guys that are going to eliminate Saturday delivery. It's not the people. It's...
No, the people brought it on. They brought it on by no respect. And too much complaining every time we raise the price of a stamp. I'm not a postal worker, but I could well imagine. And I'm going to say something controversial. I can well imagine one picking up a gun after he heard the 500th person say, "How much is the stamp? 33? Oh my God, it's going up again." You know.
You can well imagine a postal worker picking up a gun.
After you hear that all the time. And
you could well imagine. I think that that is uncalled for, and I think you need to retract that.
After I hit...
After you said what you just said, you can well imagine a postal worker picking up a gun after he hears somebody complain about the price of a stamp.
All right, I take it back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. This guy is really right. He's right up there, man. He's right up there with some of the greats. Some of the greats we've had on this show. A senior citizen has the same relationship to a computer that a monkey has to a telephone. He's basically saying no Saturday delivery of mail will be recommended unless people stop complaining about the price of stamps and start appreciating postal workers as every bit as vital to the survival of this country as soldiers. And he also made the comment We'd be speaking German now if it wasn't for the U.S. Postal Service. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Robert Green is with me. He's with the United North American Systems. This consultancy group recommended the post office, was one of many who recommended the post office not deliver mail on Saturday as a way of punishing the American people for...
No, Mr. Henry, I didn't say punish.
Well, you said that they're going to cut out service on Saturday because the postal workers aren't getting any love or they're not getting any respect and the people complain too much.
Look, we're going to be doing a series of seminars and Q&As for the American people, and we'll be in the Los Angeles area over the weekend to answer questions from people on why we are recommending. We're not sure they're going to do it, but why we recommend it. Yeah, and one of the suggestions we would make is that in order to avoid the cancellation of Saturday delivery, to back your criticism off, to quit. You know, crying about every little increase in the price of a stamp and start giving the postal workers a little respect. And
Well, how about you giving a senior citizen some respect so that they don't sit there calling them monkeys because they can't figure out a computer? Ann, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Ann. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just
Are
amazed.
You a-
I hear some of these people, and I think that cannot be a real human being.
Well, I can tell you that what we're trying to do is
honey, you're a jerk. You're an absolute jerk.
What makes me a jerk?
And if you don't die young,
what makes me a jerk? What makes me a jerk? Because I'm trying to save the post office some money?
No.
I mean, you know, if you're the kind of person that walks up to the counter and says, oh, my God, it's another increase in the price of a stamp.
I'm not one of those people, but my God.
You know, you want to know why these guys pick up...
I don't call many people fools, but you're a fool.
Well, ma'am,
I don't know how old you are, but
I'm
if you live a long
old.
Time,
I'm
you're going to be a senior citizen.
Well,
do you realize
I know I'll be a senior citizen, but I'll know how to turn a computer on by that time. And
you made the comment that senior citizens don't know how to work computers.
I didn't say that. I said they don't get email. They don't understand that whole concept. Okay.
Well,
so,
I hope this man is not in a very high position because
he is an absolute idiot. Wait a sec. I'm going to take
a
while.
I have a 10-year-old grandson who is smarter than you.
Does your 10-year-old grandson know how to use email?
Yes, sir. He certainly does.
Can he teach
you? He also knows how to talk respectfully to people.
Ma'am, I've not. You're the one who's called the names, okay? So let's teach your 10-year-old grandson that, okay? Can your 10-year-old grandson show you how to use email?
No, he doesn't need to. Thank you.
You mean you know how to use it?
Yeah, aren't you amazed?
It's
I'm
a little
shocking.
It's a little
talk.
Shocking. It's a little shocking. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I got a father-in-law who.
I can't talk to this idiot anymore. I'm sorry.
I'd like to get your name so I could talk to you a little bit more about how you figured out email. Can I do that? Yellow.
She's gone, man. And let me just tell you something else.
Did she hang up?
Yeah.
You know, she let the record show she started in by calling me names.
No, but let me just say this. My father-in-law. Who's in his 70s, emails me all the time.
Wait a minute. Let me guess. He emails you jokes. Does he?
Yeah, he emails.
That's the only thing senior citizens know how to do with email is email each other jokes. They don't.
I don't think that's true. My mother-in-law.
Does she send jokes too?
My mother-in-law, yeah, she sends jokes. But
Well, that's what I'm saying. You give the senior citizens the email. Nothing is more disrespectful than the phrase going postal. Everybody thinks that if you're a postal worker, you're going to crack at any moment. I think it's disrespectful that people consider postal workers mentally deranged. But nobody ever gives us love. So we're mentally deranged. They bellyache about the price of a stamp. It's amazing more of us don't pick up guns.
When you say us...
Well, more of them. I mean, I'm working on their behalf.
You do not officially represent the Postal Service. I just want the people to know this. You're just some consultancy firm that mailed them a letter. And
we do a lot of business with a lot of major corporations and a lot of major government agencies. I think that's wrong to just characterize us as...
You're just a bunch of guys that mailed a letter, right? You're just...
No, as to characterize guys that mail letters, we do more than that, Mr. Henry.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here is the here is Adam on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
He's being very vindictive. And anyway, like, we own, the American people, like, control the U.S. Postal Service.
Well, you're not doing a good job if you're complaining about it all the time.
I don't. I have a friend that's overseas, and I pay 80 cents just to send a letter. It doesn't bother me.
Have you got email?
No, I do not, but I know how to use it.
Well, why don't you have email?
Because, like, I have to pay for my stuff. I'm 20 years old.
You got to pay for your stuff. Well, a computer has email, and it's free.
Well, what are you saying? Do you want people to use that?
Well, if they think the price of a stamp is too much.
This guy doesn't mind.
I don't think it's too much. It's like, I throw more change away in a week than what I pay for a stamp.
And who are you mailing overseas?
A friend.
A friend.
Who's gone overseas for a while.
Uh-huh. What's that mean?
What business is it of yours?
I just think it sounds unusual.
Well, he's in the military, if you have to know.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
What business is that of yours?
I like to monitor where people are mailing letters because they don't understand. We do, the post office is going to cut off its Saturday delivery. You say, your name is what, sir?
Adam.
Okay, Adam, you don't mind the cost of a stamp?
No, it doesn't bother me a bit.
All right, I'll put you down. So you're down with the post office?
Yeah, I don't mind the post office at all.
All right, good for you.
I don't think that they should take away Saturday mail, though.
Well,
you're being very vindictive.
No. Well, for you, what we'd like to do for the people who support the post office is you can get mail delivery on Saturday. Everyone else, I think, is going to have to wait, and that's all we're saying.
That's stupid. That makes no sense at all. One person getting mail on Saturday.
No, I didn't say one person. Where there's one, there's got to be two. There's got to be more than just one of you. Don't you want to get mail on Saturday, or do you want us to punish you, too?
Yeah, exactly. You're punishing.
Do you want
you
mail on Saturday?
It. You do not control it. The
and
American
by the way, how
people
much,
control it.
How much do you charge? How much do you pay
for it? And
they'll
go to someone else.
How
you know, they'll say, screw the
go to who?
U.S. Postal Service and go to somebody else.
Who are they going to go to?
They can go
it
to...
It doesn't matter. FedEx could start something.
All right.
UPS
yeah.
could start something.
FedEx, yeah. If you want to give them your firstborn, FedEx will mail you something.
Well, there's a need. There's always someone to fill that need.
United States Postal Service does it cheap, and they do it, you know, relatively quickly. Not that great, but at least most of the mail gets through.
Yeah, what about these lost letters you're talking about? And
a few of them get lost when we go on strike, but it's nothing...
Yeah, like in Chicago, some guy took a bag of mail and threw it into a vacant lot.
What, do you blame him?
Do I blame him? Yes, I blame him.
What?
He lost people's mail. I mean, like...
Adam, suppose you mail a letter to your friend overseas, and we happen to be on strike. Are you really going to complain if some guy takes your letter, crumbles it up, and throws it into a river?
Yes, I am.
Well, so you have no respect for
No. What I'll do is I'll just go to FedEx or UPS.
And you're going to spend $13 for a lousy letter that you wrote in crayon or something? Come on.
So be it.
Well, I think it's wrong.
If I don't have to put up with the crap, yeah,
right.
I would.
Okay, Adam, listen, thanks for your call. I think a lot of people agree with you. And
a lot of people agree with you.
So now you're mimicking me. What a
I think you need to quit marketing.
What a grown-up person.
You're acting like a child.
Oh, no, I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm trying to give you the good word here. Start giving me a little love or the Saturday mail.
Oh, what a crock. I have a friend whose dad is in the Postal Service, and his dad's nice as he can be. He's respectful.
But what's the big deal of a few...
You are disrespectful.
Let me ask you something. What's the big deal if a few 8-year-olds wind up not getting the $20 bills in their birthday cards? That's going to matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter a lot. Them and the person who sent it, too.
Huh? Say what?
It would matter a lot to a little child.
Well,
and
that's
the
a little
who
kid.
Sent
the, kid
it.
Don't, the kid didn't know it was being sent in the first place.
Yeah, but the person that sent it,
the
grandmothers and the grandfathers.
Them.
Well, then they ought to learn to use email, shouldn't they?
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Robert Green, who is very contentious concerning the United States Postal Service, the possibility that they might eliminate Saturday delivery. And among one of the comments, he said, the only people it would really affect are senior citizens who have no reason to get out of bed unless they can check the mail. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
space music, or what is that?
I'm sorry?
I like that space music that you play.
That's our bumper music. It's not space music. What is that, Craig?
It's very compelling.
Thank you, sir. Robert Green, Mr. Green, you're with a consultancy firm. You've recommended delaying Saturday delivery for the United States Post Office, and you also like our bumper music.
Well, the comment that I...
I mean, let's get back to what we're saying here. You believe that the U.S. Postal Service should stop delivering mail on Saturday to essentially send a message to the American consumer, the American customer, that you're not going to think of postal workers as nuts, that they ought to get a little more respect, that they should stop complaining about the price of mail,
Well, and the other thing, Mr. Henry, is that this country has stopped writing letters because we now have an email culture. The American people have stopped the personal communication of letter writing. And what's that all about? I can tell you that I look at a mailbox now as I drive by, and I can actually feel tears welling up in my eyes knowing that it's probably about a quarter full or maybe even a third full from the way it used to be. There used to be times when those things would be full, but I felt myself looking at a post office, a mailbox the other day, and literally pulling my car over to the side of the road and feeling the tears welling up in my eyes. I couldn't go on.
Well, it's a changing culture. It's a changing climate, and people may not be using the mail as much, and I don't know. Here is Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I got a comment for the Yahoo you have representing, the post office.
Wait a minute. You're going to start calling people names. That's the wrong way to get off on a foot.
Listen.
Okay?
I don't care what you think of me.
You want me to call you a Yahoo?
But you call me a Yahoo, call me whatever.
All right, where are you from? Where are you from?
Where I'm from is Wisconsin. Now, that's
I'm the Yahoo? Come on.
Listen.
I'm from San Francisco, right?
That you want to be respected. You want the postal workers to be respected.
My face shoved in a big wheel of cheese.
Okay, forget about it. Let's just let the guy talk.
You turn around and you made a statement that you want the postal workers to get respect, and you used it in the same sentence as getting respect for the veterans. Now, half the people I know...
That's right.
Wait a minute. Half the people I know that work for the post office are veterans. They get their respect every Veterans Day. I am a veteran. Then you turned around and made a statement.
Veteran
of
what?
Somewhat retracted it. You made a statement of people coming in complaining about a 34 stamp, and you can understand why they're picking up rifles. Wait a minute. I'm sure you've complained about the price of a car, or the price of a home, or the price of a loaf of bread.
Not necessarily. Apple.
Or the
Not
price of gas going up all the time. You don't see them people picking up rifles, killing their coworkers.
First of all, I think the cheese you've been eating is backed up into your brain, because I don't think you
would
hear what I'm
people
saying.
People with little brains that cannot understand people are coming from, they start throwing derogatory remarks.
You're the guy that called me a Yahoo.
Giving all us 35-year-olders a bad name.
But you're the guy that called me a Yahoo, and you're saying I'm calling you names? You said I called you names. You called me a Yahoo right off the bat. So what about your little tiny brain?
And all right, gentlemen, you've gotten that off your chest. Can we make some points here now? Okay.
Yeah,
the United States Postal Office is single-handedly responsible, possibly, for keeping Jap subs off the coast of California in World War II. And if it wasn't for millions of dedicated letter carriers, you'd be speaking German right now, Robert, or maybe you already do.
You know what?
Being from Wisconsin.
I am German.
There you go. How are you doing?
I'm proud of my heritage.
I knew something smelled bad.
But I'm American.
It wasn't a
German.
Cheese you
and
were
listen
eating.
Here.
Uh-huh.
And listen here for a minute.
Yeah. And what is that? What is that, a cockatoo in the background? What do I hear there?
No, it's my windshield wipers is what you hear.
Windshield wipers?
Yeah.
Okay, just go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyway, the point I'm making is they're going to get the respect.
By the way,
they're doing a job. They get paid to do a job just like anybody else.
But nobody's giving them any love. And look, do you write letters?
I write letters all the time.
Good.
I also use email. And I also email my grandparents.
By the way, the Packers.
Who do by chance get up every morning at 5 a.m.
to watch to find out if anybody mailed them a letter.
No.
And if it wasn't for you.
To run their business.
If it wasn't for you, they'd go back to bed.
Oh, whatever.
You know
what?
Hey, by the way, the Packers suck.
Okay, come on.
Everybody's got their own,
I just think.
Okay, that's fine. Robert, you got it. Thank you very much. What are you doing? I mean,
that guy called me a Yahoo, and he comes from Wisconsin. He's got his face so far up the wheel of Limburger, he can't even see straight or smell right. And he's telling me what I am? Nobody tells Bob Green what he is.
Yeah, okay, Bob. God. Let's go to Rhonda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Rhonda, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Rhonda, we need for you to back off your phone a little bit because it's busting up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's kind of scratchy.
Go ahead, Rhonda. Bob Green here.
The comment I have is respect is earned. It's not given freely. Just because you're the United States Post Office does not mean that you get respect. You get respect by doing your job correctly.
We've been doing our job accurately,
and that's not being done.
The Post Office has been doing its job correctly for hundreds of years. Are you crazy?
Well, then if it was being done correctly,
what do you mean it's not being done? When you mail a letter, does it
or mail that is undeliverable or packages?
When you mail a letter, does it get where it's supposed to go? When you mail your bills out,
75% of the time.
Oh, that's bull crap.
The other percentage.
Now, wait a second. When you mail out a bill, when you mail a bill, does it get to the people?
Sometimes it does not.
Oh, bull crap. Mr. Henry, when you mail your bills out at the end of the month, does it get to the creditor?
I got to say that yes, it does.
Okay. I don't know where you live, Rhonda, but maybe you ought to move a little bit closer to town, okay?
I live in Tucson,
like I said, you maybe you ought to live a little bit closer to town.
And Tucson is a city.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm saying...
Okay, look, you're going to start running down Tucson?
I'm just saying, you know, it's a nice place to drive through. Rhonda?
My point is respect is earned.
Honey,
and if you do not feel that you have the respect, then maybe you need to start doing something to earn that respect.
Maybe what you ought to do is start writing a few letters so you'd know whether they're getting anywhere.
I do write letters.
To who?
And I also send email.
To who?
To my kids' grandparents,
What's the content?
My brother.
And what do you say in them?
That is none of your business.
How do you figure it's none of my business?
Because it's none of your business.
Oh, man. You guys want Saturday delivery, but now you won't tell me what's in the mail, huh?
All right. Thank you for your call. Here is Steve on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I don't understand the idea here.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, how you doing there, Phil?
Fine.
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm a small business owner. I've been in business for 11 years.
Good for you.
Yeah, I like it. And let me tell you something. I've always gone with FedEx and UPS, and I'll tell you, it was a very basic thing, probably.
Are we going to get to the question here anytime
soon? Yeah, the question is that the United States Postal Service does have a little delivery thing that they charge you $11.96
right
to send something overnight and guaranteed the next day by 3 o'clock.
You got it.
And I have never gotten – I can tell you in the last – 4 years, I've had over 150 of them that never get there until the second day, possibly the third day. And you go down to the postmaster and
And you know why? That's because they sent a two-day mail.
Yeah,
priority overnight. Come on, pal.
No, two days, three bucks.
Two-day mail means it's 2 days.
No, well, they charge you $12
overnight. How do you know what they paid? They're
sending
it
to you. And
then you
go down. I've been down to the postmaster. Okay. You know what they tell you?
2 day mail means it gets there in 2 days.
No, it means the next day by three. The postmaster has told me a million times, send your slip back to the people that sent it. They'll give you your money back.
Hey, Steve.
Not when you don't get your mail on
time. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you mail at? Alarm clocks that you know what time it is every time
they get there? Checks and a letter overnight guaranteed for $11.96.
That you're sending or getting?
I'm getting them, two days later.
Well, that's somebody else.
No, you can't get your money back.
Well, Steve, that's the whole point.
You call the people.
If you're getting it, that means that's somebody else's butt sweat, not yours.
They don't deliver money. I hope they don't deliver letters on Saturday.
Well, nobody writes you a letter anyway, so what difference does it make?
Okay.
I don't know what you guys are all about, but the United States Postal Service... $12 for an overnight letter
they can't get there for three days.
Steve, you guys are out of your mind.
Steve, once you get some friends and they start mailing you letters, then we'll deliver it on Saturday.
Yeah, why don't you get somebody on the air that has some intelligence?
Yeah, this is absolutely.
You're being extremely
rude, Mr. Green.
This guy's complaining about a two-day delivery.
No, how about overnight, one night?
Wait a second.
The U.S. Postal Service
if you're getting
has
the letter,
service that they guarantee it overnight
okay.
for $11.96.
Then I got a good question.
question.
You're talking about your 2-day for $3.
I got a good question,
hey,
then.
Hey, go FedEx.
I got a good question for you, okay? If you say this has happened to you 100 times, you must be pretty dumb that you keep using the U.S. Postal Service.
No, everybody else is using it and sending it here, and I keep going down to the local post office. Saying, oh, they sign this slip, and hey, we'll give them a refund at the other end.
That's somebody else's butt sweat. That's
the
not
US,
yours.
Hey, the United States Postal Service doesn't get anything anywhere on time
anyway. By the way, Federal Express blows.
Oh, it's the best.
It is the best.
And Castaway Blue, too. They leave a note on your door. They say, I missed you, and I'll be back in an hour.
Who's that, Timothy McVeigh?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, right.
All right, thank you, sir.
What are you guys talking about?
All right, thanks a lot. Who's that, Timothy McVeigh? Missed you. I'll be back in an hour. Good God. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, and I was the only human contact that guy got today. So that...
Okay, fine. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, and this is a radio show unlike any other talk show. Some people talk about how different their talk shows are, and a point of fact, they're no different from anybody else bitching and crying about whatever the hell's going on in the world. This program proves that talk radio itself is jive, and this radio show also proves that talk show callers are strange and are not to be confused with normal people. This radio show continues to make history. And nobody's given us love. We demand a pay raise. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. By the way, these new quarters, the ones with the state on the back, am I supposed to be collecting these or something, man? In other words, I'm not supposed to spend these? People always say, have you seen the new quarters? Yeah, is everything, it's the state and everything. I'm like, well, whatever, man. I'm putting it in a machine for a Coke. What do you want from me? It's the first quarter, it's the first American currency I've ever seen where I'm confused as to whether I ought to spend it or put it on my mantle, frame it. I don't know what I... It's really neat, all the states and all that bullcrap. And here's, look at the one I got here is Virginia. And my kid, you know, Catherine ran up to me, she says, Have you got Delaware yet? Yeah, I'm collecting that. I'll go broke. I mean, there won't be any money left in the house. Then be sure as hell we won't be able to use a laundromat. Got any quarters? No, I'm afraid I'm collecting Delaware. Oh, give me the quarter. Remember the day when you could walk in and say, yeah, can I have change for a buck, please? Sure. Remember the merchants used to do that? You remember when a merchant would say, of course you can have change, sir. Nah, you have to buy something now. And I don't mean to use the ethnic, thing. That was very unfair of me, but those are the people that are doing it. No, I'm just kidding. They're not. It's just everybody. Hey, hi, how you doing? I need to use the payphone. Can I have change of a dollar? The policy is that we can't. Okay, forget it. I'm sorry I darkened your freaking towels. God help you should need change, man. And you got no change machine around. And then you go to try to use the change machine. And let me ask you a question. Is it hit or miss or what? You see a change machine, does your heart skip a beat? Do you feel maybe you need to take a leak? Does your bladder begin to constrict? Because you know it's 50-50 whether the thing works or not. Dig what I'm saying? You see a change machine, unless it's in a video arcade at Disney World, which they pretty much, any video arcade for that matter, you're going to get some change to get tokens. But if it's a change machine in a laundromat, if it's a change machine in any place where you're going to really need, like a change machine just to get money for a parking meter, I'll never forget the dumbest thing I ever did in my life. What is that, Craig? Craig says, or wait until someone else makes a purchase and the register opens. Yeah, and then you can I have the change now? Sure. I'm parking in Beverly Hills, and when I say Beverly Hills, it was the business section, because I was going somewhere. I was meeting somebody for lunch. Well, guess what? I had no change for the parking meter. So now I'm on Robertson there, and it's up from that swank joint. What's the place? That Ivy? I'm meeting some TV guy. He says, oh, well, how the Ivy? Oh, okay. Well, whatever, man. Well, I don't want to say about the food. It was really great, okay? Anyway, I go into this joint, typical joint. Beverly Hills. I walk in there. It's some place that specializes in vinegars and oils. It's olive oils, and it's this and that. And it's just the bomb. I said that I made the horrible mistake. Can I get change? You know, I need to get my parking meter. It's the only store that I could find. It was this weird area. The register isn't open. I'm really not allowed to. I'm sorry. She's giving you that real disingenuous smile. I'm so sorry. I said, ah, screw it, you know. So I walk over and I bought a bottle of balsamic vinegar, which cost about $8. And I said, can I get some change? I can give you, I'm short on quarters. What do you need? Can I get a buck's worth of quarters? I'm a little sure. Can I get 2 quarters? Oh, yeah, I can do that. Thank you. That's good for a half hour. I'm going to run out and go into the restaurant there. Hey, you guys got change? For 3 hours, I'm asking people for change. These waiters, they don't have any change. The person, I mean, they don't got no change. I don't even remember this meeting. It's all change. Got to get change. I got to get my car. I got to get some change. Oh, and don't tell me about public parking, man. It was all full up. The valet, yeah, why didn't I use the valet? Well, guess what? I don't know why I didn't use the valet. How about this? So I don't have to tip the guy $10 to get my freaking car. How about that? But you know what? I should have. Use the valet. It's going to cost you $5. I bet you got change for a 20, don't you? I got 3 fives. You bet. If you mean by change for a 20, sir, you want a 10? Yes, I got change. Sure. Okay, I'm not crying. I'm not complaining. I love life. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We had somebody walk off of our show yesterday, a staff member, and I'm not going to belabor this point. It's actually kind of a good point I wanted to make. And I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to say it. The energy in our office today and after this individual left the room yesterday, it was like someone took their hands away from our throats. You could literally feel the air lighten. Do you know, I'm sure you guys have all had that experience. When someone leaves the room who's particularly negative and down and dour and needy and whatever their particular problem is, that all of a sudden you feel the room like you can breathe. And I'm telling you, for the first time in months during show prep, Mike and I are in there laughing and having a ball, and we had our clothes off, and the door was closed. No, it was a lot of fun. Just kind of a psychic thing. And in the studio here today, even me, I just feel better. You know, we're having a blast. I don't give a crap. Life's, you know, we're living large. Life's a beautiful thing. And the Lord has blessed me with enormous talent. So what do you want from me? All right, our number 1-800-449-8686 here in the Phil Henry Show. We got summer months coming up. We got the days are longer. My wife is happy. There's more sunshine than ever before. You feeling good about daylight savings? That's nice. You're not? Craig hates it. He wants the darkness, the gloom, the whole goth thing, man. Halloween's his favorite day. He can't wait to put his cape back on, prick his middle finger with a pin, and start sucking his own blood. Yeah, man. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. We'll return in just a moment.